Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
This Snap Review is for Fansy. It is a sports-based speed matching game for 2 to 4 players, ages 8+. Takes about 10 minutes to play the game. Fansy was developed by friend of the show Andy Jeremiah and is published by Masterpieces.
So what can we say about Fansy? In some ways, it's very similar to an earlier Andy Jeremiah game called Brewdice.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about Brewdice before.
The basic mechanics are the same. Draw a card. Everybody rolls their dice to try to match their die faces with what's on the common card. If you're the first person to match, you win.
Yep. Pretty straightforward.
It is straightforward, but Fansy definitely bumps it up a couple of notches.
I do have to say, there's something remarkable about Andy's games that fundamentally all are based on the same mechanic, which is matching die faces, that managed to keep them all fresh and entertaining.
Yeah.
So we have in front of us the MLB version of this game. So this is actually a licensed game. It uses the Major League Baseball teams. There's also an NFL version, which is licensed as well, which uses all of the NFL teams.
Yeah. We'll be talking about the MLB version simply because that's what we have in front of us, but most of this applies to the NFL version as well.
Right. So what they've done with Fansy is they've created a few mini games that are slight mechanical variations of card layout to mix up the gameplay.
Yeah. So the three variations are High Five, this is your standard game, and the first one to win 5 cards wins.
Right. So you put the whole deck face down in the middle, you flip over one card, everybody races to match the symbols on the card.
The next variation is Double or Nothing. For this one, you end up putting out 2 cards at a time, and whoever successfully matches one of those cards first takes them both.
The third variant is called Shutout. So in Shutout, it's just like High Five, where you're racing to be the first one to have won 5 cards, but instead of one card flipping out at a time, you actually flip out one card for each player minus one. So if there's 4 people playing the game, you would put 3 cards out.
Just like with High Five, players race to complete a card, and once they have a card, they sit out until the end of the round. Of course, the slowest player will get shut out of getting any cards that round.
Yep, and then they continue play through until somebody wins.
Until somebody gets 5.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about these cards. We've talked about winning cards and all the different mini games that allow you to win cards. Let's talk about the cards themselves. I really like the kinds of combinations that they came up with on these cards.
Yeah, it's really creative. I expected to see things like the California Dreaming card, which is all teams that are in California.
It's got all 5 teams that are in California, the Giants, the Angels, the Oakland Athletics, the Padres, and the Dodgers, and you have to roll to match 3 of them. Then there's cards like the Cactus League spring training card with all the Cactus League teams, and you have to match 6, or the Grapefruit League. Of course, there's all the different divisions, American League, National League, etc. But then there's interesting cards like Flyover.
Yeah, this one is get 3 out of the 4 teams that have wings.
So it's the Orioles, the Blue Jays, the Cardinals, and the Angels.
Cute. There's even one that's called Splash Balls. So in this one, you're matching 4 out of the 6 teams whose parks are right next to a large body of water.
Or have a water feature.
Or have a
something.
Water feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in all, it's a really clever way to incorporate all the different teams between the different groups on the cards and the different mini games. It's surprisingly fun and engaging, and just like a lot of the other dice rolling games, it's a really great spectator game too.
Yeah, and I would say it's certainly more intuitive if you are heavily into the sport, whether it's baseball or football, but it doesn't give you a big advantage. I only knew a couple of baseball teams before we started playing, and I was still, you know, able to play competitively.
Mm-hmm. I do think the game is really designed for sports fans. And so it is a little bit limiting in that way. It is a straightforward and simplistic game. It is absolutely fun to play, but it is straightforward and simple. And so as we hold it up to a lot of the more complex games, and it doesn't take much to be more complex, I think it does lose a little bit of its luster there. But this is a perfect game to have down in your man cave on the bar or something like that, or even to bring to a bar or something when you're, you know, heading out for those playoff games, which are starting in a couple weeks.
It would also make a great gift for the sports fan in your life.
Absolutely.
Whether they like games or not, really. Mm-hmm. Because this doesn't feel like a a heavy kind of game. Our one caveat would be that this is a speed dice rolling game.
Younger kids are going to have a harder time with it because it does require fine motor skills to make sure that you roll and then you can group things quickly and look back and forth and things like that.
Yeah. So when we've played it with our younger children, we've either handicapped it so that they need to get fewer matches than the adults do, or you could also try playing in a more turn-based rolling way rather than everybody rolling as fast as possible.
Right. So all in all, I think we'll give Fancy a 3 stars out of 5.
Sure. It's a fine game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It does its job, and it doesn't try to be something that it's not. So that's Fancy
in a snap.